following is an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio Digital Media, brought to you by Brown & Wood Buick GMC Cadillac and Mazda.
Thank you, Eastern North Carolina, for 81 years of service to Brown & Wood Mazda. Much has changed over the years, except the way we do business. Since 1936, with the support of lifelong customers, we still maintain the same values and integrity in our third-generation family-owned dealership.
Coming off of a tough defeat by Cincinnati, who was a great football team, not to take anything away from them, thought we played completely below the line in every aspect of the game. But the easiest way to spit out the taste that we have in our mouth going against Cincinnati would be to play against the NC State Wolfpack. We're really happy that we get a chance to end the season with an opportunity to play against what I think is probably their best team, at least in recent history that we've seen them or had a chance to play with against them. In the Cincinnati game, I thought we put way too much on several people during the game. We've got to continue to play better. At the quarterback position, we like to play better, but it was a situation I never take up or make excuses for any of our guys. He went out, Holton went out and battled the entire time he was out there, was not healthy, put way too much on him. We got to have everybody else step up a heck of a lot more in our offensive front, in our backfield, and our receivers to give all of us the best chance that we can possibly have to win football games. I thought the first part of the game defensively looked a lot like it did against UConn, but the problem was offensively we didn't answer those scores that they had, and we needed to be able to do that to give our defense a chance to be able to adjust. Toughness on our team right now, I think that we're playing tough with the people that are injured. Aaron Ramsey, Holton Ayles, Peyton Winstead, they're playing extremely tough right now. What I would like to see from our football team is the guys that are not injured to play at a higher level of toughness, mental and physical toughness. And that's exactly what we hope to find this weekend as we continue to play young people and new people in our lineup. NC State is a tremendously talented team. Defensively, in their front seven, they're as big and physical and strong and can run as well as any of the teams we've seen. Offensively, their quarterback position, he's as accurate as anybody that we've gone against, and their receivers are as talented as anybody that we've gone against. So we're going to have to do a good job of being multiple on defense, at the same time being able to use our base to create some plays for us defensively. And then offensively, we've really got to take care of the football in this football game. I think that is the biggest key to this game. If we can go to Raleigh and take care of the football, we will be fine. Some of our turnovers last week were very unfortunate, but I think that is the number one key to this game, taking care of the football. I think that we're going to create some matchup problems at the defensive end position. We've got to continue to play better there. But I do feel if we take care of the football, we'll have a great opportunity against the NC State Wolfpack.
Have you had any talks with Cecil Staden or Dave Hart about your job security pass this week against NC State?
If I've had any conversations, those are private conversations.
Scotty, if you look back the last 3 years and you look at just the on-field results, do you feel that 9 wins in 3 years warrants your number 4 for Scotty Montgomery, in your opinion? And second part, do you think you still have the faith and trust of Pirate Nation?
That's something that I don't know. It's hard for me to, you know, like you said, that's an opinion. I don't get into opinions. My opinion is that I'm going to go work as hard as I can this week to make sure we have an opportunity to beat the NC State Wolfpack. The other part, it's hard for me to say, too, because I don't know every single person in Pirate Nation.
Has this been especially frustrating when you promise a bowl game and they really haven't come close to giving you that promise?
Yeah, we haven't. You know, that's the truth. It's frustrating. For a lot of reasons, we're frustrated because we feel like we have some players that can play at a high level. Unfortunately, they've been injured. We feel like that we have some young guys that are coming on playing well. We haven't been able to do it at the same time. And at the end of the day, that's what our job is to do, to make all of that happen. Some of the things that we really wanted to get done away from the field, haven't had the chance to get some of those things done. We hopefully will get those things done in the future. Give us a better opportunity, give our kids a better opportunity to be successful. Those are the things that's frustrating. Not just what happens on Saturday, but there's a lot of things that go on year round that we can do better, and hopefully we will do better. It really doesn't matter what my confidence level is. The biggest, you know, deal is the way that we come out and prepare this week. If my confidence level grows and falls, it never does. I'm still the same guy that I was when I came and took this job. We're going to work our butt off. Our job is to do one thing, is to make sure we put a better product on the field, but at the same time making sure that the things that are off the field get corrected. We still have a ways to go there. We've done a good job there, and that's what we're going to continue to work for, toward.
Do you treat this week like a bowl game anyway? Now that you can't officially go to a bowl game, is that the message at all this week?
No, this is a regular season game. We haven't earned the right to say something is a bowl game. That's for people that earn it. You got to earn the right to say you're in a bowl week. We don't dangle carrots out in front of people or do anything like that. This is a regular season game against an in-state rival, no different than UNC and the rest of the in-state rivals that we have an opportunity to play.
How much is the health of your team a concern going into this game?
It's always a concern. It's really a big concern. One of the reasons why we're probably where we are right now is because of the health of certain people. I mean, just, cut to the chase. In the third quarter of that game, you're looking out there at your third-string center, a non-scholarship third-string. When he came into it, trying to work his way into the lineup at the guard position, a right tackle that was a backup. Your right tackle had to move over to left tackle. The left guard is in a position where he was injured 3 weeks ago, and he's been working so hard, so tough to be as good as he can be. So injuries are always a main concern. You look out at Aaron Ramsour battling through everything that he battled through, and losing Ray Tillman. The reason why Aaron Ramsour was playing hurt is because Ray Tillman was out for the game and is out for this game. So injuries are always a concern, but it's a concern. We can't let it stop us from going, getting ready to go play a game. So that's what we're doing.
With that being said, do you think it's fair to be a 24-point underdog against an in-state rival like NC State? Do you think where your team's at right now, that's a fair assessment?
I definitely don't get into the odds making in Vegas. I don't bet very much. So as far as the point assessment, I'm sure there's some kind of great reason for all the ways that they give point assessments. But we've been an underdog before, and we've won. We've been going against an underdog and lost. So I can't put a lot of thought into that. I really don't know how people come up with it, but we'll be ready to play.
How does that affect practice this week as you enter this week against NC State? You've got some guys banged up trying to get them healthy for the game this weekend a little bit.
We'll be in full pads tomorrow, so that won't. The extra day did help us. The Saturday, they needed to have that time. We had a lot of guys that really needed Saturday. We practiced last night, and that went well. So, and then we have a day today. So tomorrow we'll be in full pads. We'll go hard. In full pass tomorrow. Some guys won't go. We'll restrict some guys. We got some, a lot of little dings that can't go into, the physical contact part of practice, and they'll get the non-physical contact part of practice, and then we'll go from there.
Scott, what are your thoughts on the Larry Fedora firing?
I don't have any.
What's the most pressure you felt coaching a game like East Carolina going into a rivalry game last game of the season in the perceived must-win game?
No. Very emotional. Very emotional. Anytime you got 18 guys that's about to walk out and walk out into the real world and leave a lot of their brothers, leave a lot of the people that they've lived with for a long time, it's always going to be emotional.
A lot of fans comparing Luke Fickell's second year with 10 wins to ECU. Why do you think they've been so successful off that staff, and why you guys have struggled so much?
I don't know. It's a hard question because I don't know what they're doing inside of their program. I know what we're doing inside of ours. I know where we were. As I did look in, it wasn't surprising to me, but if you looked at Cincinnati over the, past, 10 years, they've won Big East. They've won, even in our conference, they've won. So we've got to do a better job of getting to that level. Right now it's not a situation where I can tell you whether or not we deserve to have what they have or don't deserve to have what they have.
If your team were to take care of business this weekend against NC State, you feel like you deserve to continue on?
Say again?
If your team were to win this weekend against NC State, do you feel like you've done enough to continue?
I don't ever say – it's not a point where I've said I've done enough, because if we would have won 9 games, that still wouldn't have been enough for me. Personally, like I said when I first came here, we came to win championships. We haven't been able to do that for a lot of reasons, and I'm one of the reasons. And that's the first level of it, it's accountability. But I do think that as you look into the whole of it. There's some things that all of us can do better, and we will do better to make sure we have a better chance at not only winning this weekend, but in the future.
You plan on playing Tyler Snead this Saturday?
Yes.
Coach, what's the deal with Fetty? I don't think he's traveled the past two games. Is he still in the mix with the quarterback room, or what was this?
No, he's not in the mix anymore in the quarterback room.
Is he transferred?
I don't know the answer to that. Thank you.